Thursday, rain likely. Not as cool times in the lower 60s. Chance yesterday, which leaves the monthly total at 2.90 inches. This is 0.61 inches below the normal amount of 3.51 inches for December. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 73.68 inches, which is 27.09 inches above normal. There were 36 heating degree days yesterday, which is 13 above normal. This brings the monthly total to 563, which is 25 above normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 5, which occurred in 1971, and the record low is 12, which...
K4BA is... Yeah, sounds good. This is audio. Quality sounds good. Signal's great. I've got a few like that. In fact, probably most of my radios are obsolete. If I had to look around and think about it. Yeah, I guess it goes through that about a 10-year cycle, I guess. I think I bought mine in 2007. I believe that's right. I think I bought it at the Charlotte Hemp Fest. It was actually in Charlotte at the convention center, the Merchandise Mart, rather, in 2007. That was my first HF radio. I still got it. I've got an Icon 7300 that I bought in the last 3 years, I guess. For BAN, yeah. My first radio was a handheld. It was a Radio Shack HTX 202. I bought it. 97. In fact, I still have it. I let somebody borrow it for a while, and he wasn't really using it. I said, hey, I'll trade you for a different radio if you want. He said, no, I'm not using any of them, really, so he gave it to me. Yeah. You're reading about this Nashville bombing. I don't know if you've seen the news on this, but the current theory is he was paranoid about 5G. Picture of it. I was in a restaurant parking lot earlier this year before COVID and talking with some friends of mine. I look over at like a lamppost in the parking lot and it had a big no 5G, like somebody had written in a permanent marker. And I don't know, it's just to me, it's this long range Wi-Fi. I think they said you have to have a cell every 2,000 feet or something, far more limited than traditional 4G or other. Sailor bands and protocols. Most of that second transmission, but I heard most of it. How's that? He's still a little bit, but it wasn't as bad that time. The repeater then, because that's 25, and then the second transmission, I did 110 watts. Like it's almost the noise that maybe some other folks have been experiencing, old Caesar said. Are still around, but yeah, it's been pretty quiet around here. A unusually quiet football season as far as traffic, so as someone that lives near campus, I'm not complaining. Before Thanksgiving, they were doing mixed, like some classes, some online, but I think after Thanksgiving, they switched back to online, and they're trying to, as part of coming back next semester in the spring, I guess they're going to require everyone to test periodically. I think it's once a week, which is going to be very interesting. But the university has its own folks administering the test. They're just the saliva test. And they actually have converted a lab on campus. They have for months, actually. It's not a recent thing in the bioengineering building to actually run the samples. So they've got a pretty good throughput. I take a test about once a week as part of my employment there. We have to do it at the fire department, and I get a result that afternoon, even most every day. I just show up at the football stadium, walk through, they scan my phone, they scan the tube, they hand it to me, they tell me to spit in it, and just kind of walk over away, take my mask off, spit in it, drop it in the tray, and walk out. It takes me about as long to walk from my car to the place as it does to do it. There was in the nose, but after that, I think since September, October, we've been doing them once a week. In fact, this is a preparation for Christmas week. They were going to have very limited testing, if any. I went Thursday and Friday, two separate days, and got two separate tests the week before Christmas because I was going to be around some family members that were in their 70s. So I did that, and I isolated for about 5 or 6 days and then took the test. So I should have been showing something if I had anything, at least on the test. And, you know, I, being the engineer that I am, I calculated that I had a higher probability of getting COVID from the people I was visiting than taking COVID to them. I go to the fire station a couple times a week for various things, but in doing my day job at Duke, I make a couple of field visits. I actually changed jobs about 2 months ago. November 1st, I started the new positions. I'm actually working on designing the part of the grid from a substation to your house. So load additions and things like that. A lot of software simulation type stuff. But yeah, I do have a vehicle. I do a little bit of field work with that. Sometimes I have to go out and validate things in the mapping software. I try to, you know, once a week, maybe half a day I'll do site visits. I just have to go out to substations and stuff in the field, look at things that don't seem right for the map and software. Not perfect, but it's pretty close. And look at, you know, transformer information. Lately, I've been doing some arc flash studies that you provide. Well, I don't do the study. I provide input to the customer, and they do the study, and they have to go out and validate transformer impedances and things like that. Google Earth underlay, I guess the base layer is, you know, all your street levels and all those layers. And you also have, it's integrated with Google Earth, so we can go straight to street view and satellite, whatever. But we have our own layers over it that show where all the poles and lines and transformers and, you know, what size conductors there, poles, et cetera, lights, you name it, all the transformers, capacitors, fuses. So it's overlaid with Google Earth, or Google Maps, I guess, which is, you know, could be Earth to the street view, satellite, other landmarks. So it's as people add things or change things to the system, we draw it up, and then someone, a technician, over puts it inside of our own mapping software, which has, like I said, the base layer is Google. For BAM, well, that's great. Or is this the is this the 59.5 401 cage, or what's your retirement metric you're using? BAM, yeah. I ask because I've been doing some financial planning of my own life for years, but I was actually discussing some of the high level stuff with another friend of mine recently. And I'm not a financial planner of any way, shape, or form, but I, of course, have a 401k with my current employer, as well as a little bit of a cash balance, which is sort of a traditional pension, if you will. I think that's how it's treated under tax law. And I also manage, actually, I manage most of my own assets outside of those two instruments. So I'm always wondering, I don't know, things, life can change, I can get married, have kids, but I'm not now, so that affects things, and yeah, I definitely understand that. I spent 15 years in nuclear energy, and it was time for a change, and the right opportunity came along, and it was a completely lateral opportunity, so I didn't have to take a pay cut, so I was pretty happy about that. Your necessary cash flow is low into retirement, so you don't, well, if you make a lot of money on capital gains, it keeps you within your marginal tax rate within the band. That's what they mean. Obviously, that's what they're going to penalize you on, is your higher growth when it comes to, like, securities. So if you can slot into retirement, which that's what my parents did, and my aunt and uncle, and I will do, hopefully, and if you don't have to have that high cash flow, so you're not subject to the higher tax brackets. Plan, I mean, for what you can plan, life has its own surprises, of course, and emergencies, okay, for you, but there's, I read a book, and it's actually got a website, it's called Early Retirement Extreme, I think it's ERE, ERE.com, I can look it up, but, he's really, I mean, he is, and it is what it sounds like. This guy retired in his 30s, and he lives in an RV, and he lives on some ridiculous small amount of money, but he takes a systematic approach to your life. You know, what are you spending money on? How are you making money? You know, how much do you have to have saved to invest, to make so much, to live off that without working? So it kind of is a holistic, systematic approach to your life and how money works in your life. It made me think about things a little differently. I've always been really frugal, so it wasn't a big adjustment. K4BAN. Yeah, money is, I don't know, I kind of, my mom always said as a kid, don't sacrifice the future on the altar of the present. And that's a mantra I've lived by for many years. There's a lot of uncertainties. But you also have to quote Milton Friedman, don't live preparing for a rainy day, but live in a perpetual drizzle. Again, I'm just drinking coffee. I'm about to grab another cup. Well, good luck with your pre-retirement adventure, I guess. That's always a fun part of life. I look forward to the day. I remember when my dad retired, and my mom, not too long after that, retired. So it's, if you got the right philosophy, definitely balance is a big part. As my parents get older, my dad, their house looks like a car lot. I think they got four cars now. I told my dad, I'm like, why do you, he has like two full-size trucks now. I'm like, all right, I think you're going to want to make a decision soon on which one to keep, because you're going to get sick of the maintenance, the tires, the insurance, the taxes. So. All right, Dave, we'll check you, talk with you later. 73 K4BA.